Let's go to the movies. I wanted to recommend to you a documentary called Deep Web. It's the story of the prosecution of Ross Ulbricht for his role in the Silk Road website. When I was in Aspen, I heard a very impressive speech by his mother, Lynn Ulbricht, and I donated to Ross's legal defense fund, and I recommend it to you as well. You can support the effort at freeross.org. If you listen to the story, it's long and complicated, and the documentary does a fairly good job of telling it, but I think Lynn does an even better job. I believe Ross Ulbricht's version of events, that he was framed by falsified digital records. And I must tell you, I watched it, and it had a chilling impact on me because all I could think about was, "There but the grace of God go I." When the U.S. government seized our offices, the HUD IG falsified evidence, and we were lucky. A property manager watched it and gave us an affidavit documenting the efforts to falsify evidence. We turned it into the court, who did absolutely nothing. I mean, it was quite amazing. They could just break the law and break the law and break the law, and you know, and no one would enforce against them. There was no one you could go to the courts. We were dealing with a judge who was the former general counsel of the CIA, and when we turned it into the special master, they said, "Oh, well, that's SOP." And I didn't know what SOP was, so I called somebody who used to work in the IG's office, and he said, "Oh, that's standard operating procedure. If you can't find any evidence of wrongdoing, you just frame them on an obstruction of justice charge." Well, the charge that they tried to frame us on was that we were obstructing justice, but of course the question was, well, why? Why would we be obstructing justice? What were we trying to hide? Well, when we went into the office after the HUD IG left, after the effort to do the false frame on obstruction of justice, they left in the evening and we went in at midnight when the court date came off. So it was 12:01. And we got the main servers and got them out of the building and into our law firm. And the next morning, the facilities manager was in the office and the HUD IG staff came back and they walked into the server room and apparently I wasn't there. My facilities manager was there. They turned white as a sheet and said, "Where are the servers?" And the facilities manager said, "We came in and took them last night." And the guy said, "But you can't do that." And he said, "Of course we can do that. There are computers and we took them. You backed them up and we took them." And he said, "You don't understand. I'm under strict orders that you may not keep a copy of the knowledge." Well, why would that be? There's several reasons. One is we had promised we'd cleansed off all the databases of HUD mortgage data because they were trying to make sure that the data that would prove that they were engaged in massive mortgage fraud, you know, wasn't available, is what I believe. But the other thing is, I think they were planning on falsifying a frame just like they did, exactly like they did on Ross Ulbricht. And then they couldn't do it because we had a copy of all the records. So they couldn't make anything up because we had the servers and we could prove that, you know, it was just false. So again, I looked at it and I think that's why it's so important to understand the absolute importance of enforcing the Constitution. Because whether it's stealing $21 trillion or falsifying evidence against people, we're dealing with a force which is completely and utterly lawless. And unfortunately, they're using the powers and the authorities of the central government to engage in that lawlessness. And so the reality is, story of Nehemiah, we're going to need a weapon in one hand and a tool to build in the other hand. So let's rebuild the wall. The wall has been the Constitution has been our wall, and it's being torn down, and we need to rebuild it. At the same time, we need to push back on any of these false flags or other sort of fake news, fake science, fake other efforts to basically compromise our life, our health, and our freedoms.